Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host, Johnny.
Hey, welcome to Red, White, and Blues. This is a blues show, and we play all blues, and we play nothing but blues. We have a good show in store for you today. My name is Johnny Cox. I'm your host. And today, we're going to discuss about the blues pretty much in the 40s and 50s, and it started in the Mississippi Delta and its migration up the Mississippi River, you know, of course, Memphis, St. Louis, and eventually Chicago. Fortunately, we have a guest in the studio today, Mr. Chris Blackwell. How you doing, Chris?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Thank you for coming.
It's my pleasure.
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the Delta blues. You know, really, it's how it got started. I don't know. You think about post-Civil War, you know, the black population. You know, they kind of got into sharecropping, you know, and sharecropping was a bad deal.
A lot of cotton. Especially in Texas and, of course, in these states as well.
But, of course, you know, the deal was, okay, there's the landowner, then there's the sharecropper. You plant, harvest the crop, and they split it 50-50. But, of course, it wasn't 50-50.
And even when after that, the John Deere and McCormick came along.
That's right.
Put them out of a job.
Well, actually, they still did sharecropping, but it made them take the tractor rental and the diesel fuel out of their half. Right. And even the sharecropper, they even took the seed out of their half. So really, they got about maybe 10% at the most, but they had a house to live in. It probably wasn't much of a house, but that was the living. It was pretty bad. You know, how did the blues start? What was it like? It was like the work songs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The hollering in the fields. As a matter of fact, I can remember my grandfather. They go to falsetto a lot of times.
Right.
To make it pierce. Kind of like you'd do with your guitar to get through on a band and holler and all that. Just to stay in communication.
Call and response.
That's right. Hey, there you go. Call and response. That was a lot to do with religion, too.
That's right.
To get that memory.
And if you notice, a lot of blues songs, the first and second lines will repeat itself.
Oh, yes.
And that's all callers. That's the work songs and the field songs. And then, you know, these guys, there weren't many piano players back then because...
Wasn't many pianos.
There you go. And, you know, you had a guitar, and really the cheapest thing to own was a harmonica in your back pocket.
I almost brought one today.
Oh, yeah. Well, probably you didn't, because I'd probably try to play it, and then we'd have no listeners.
I'm sure you'd do fine.
No, I'm not a harmonica player, and I don't claim to be. But, so these guys, and... I heard about the instruments, the guitars they had. They weren't very good guitars.
I'm thinking Stellas and...
Harmonies,
yeah.
Yeah, and...
Ks.
Yeah. And, like, what were their access to guitar strings?
That's another thing. I'm thinking black diamonds. Because yeah. They're hard as hell, you know, but they're hard as hell on your fingers, too, you know.
Well, maybe that's why they played the slide.
Well, and some of them started out, I think a couple of them said something about it. They just took some fine cable and... only had two or three strings. And one of them, I can't remember who it was, said they had two nails on the wall.
Oh, that's right. I think that was, it might have been Muddy Waters.
Was that Muddy Waters?
Or maybe it was Buddy Guy. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were just tightening and loosening the strings to run the slide up and down.
Run the slide. That's exactly right. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Well, I'll tell you what, let's get right into it here. Listen to some good old Delta music. How about, what song we have here first? Mojo Hand for Mr. Lightnin' Hopkins.
Mojo Hand.
All right, you're listening to Lightnin' Hopkins right here on Red, White, and Blue.
I'm going to do that and get me a mojo hand. I'm going to do that and get me a mojo hand. I'm going to fix my woman so she can't have no other man. Cold ground was my bed last night. Rocks were my pillow too. Cold ground was my bed last night. Rocks were my pillow too. I woke up this morning wondering what in the world am I gonna do. I lay down thinking about me a mojo hand. I laid down thinking find me a mojo hand. I didn't want to fix my woman so she can't have no other man. But don't let your woman fix you like mine fix me. Don't let your woman, boy, fix you like mine fix me. She'll make a fool about her, a body that a fool can be. Now can a woman act funny when she got another man? Can a woman act funny when she got another man? You know she won't look straight at you. This is always raising sin. Going tomorrow, but I won't be gone long. I'm going tomorrow, but I won't be gone very long. I'm gonna give me a mojo hand, I'm gonna bring it back home. That's what I'm gonna do.
All right, that was Mr. Lipton Hopkins from Centerville, Texas, with Mojo Hand. And we talk about the Delta. There's a lot of guys come out of East Texas, too. What do you say?
That's right. That Delta laps over there, all the way over to Alabama.
And don't forget Southern Louisiana.
Southern Louisiana. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Can't miss New Orleans.
And Red Stick.
That's right. And Lipton Hopkins, you know, he's very influential. He's very influential to Stevie Ray Vaughan, Hank Williams Jr., and everybody knows about the instrumental Stevie Ray Vaughan, Rude Mood. That was a model after a Lipton Hopkins song called Hopkins Skyhop.
Man, I did not know that he had, it doesn't surprise me that he fashioned it out after some one of his heroes. But man, Rude Mood is a rude song.
Yeah, I think he won a Grammy for that song.
Oh, did he?
I believe so. The best instrumental.
All I would win is a broken wrist. That thing is... It's a hot tune, buddy.
That's right. Yeah, we did some. We did a Texas blues show a while back, and we had some Stevie Ray Vaughan on there. Of course, we had all the good guys from Texas. I think we had Lightning Hopkins on there too. But I tell you what, we throw a twist in here. Here's another song. It's really sounds just like Delta blues, but it's a more modern recording. And this song here is "Meet Me at the Bottom" by a band called Heel Stomp.
I never loved one for women in my
All right.
Yep.
That was Meet Me at the Bottom by Hill Stomp. And, you know, we're doing Delta Blues here, but I kind of threw a curveball at you on that one. Even though it sounds like Delta Blues, those are two young white men from Portland, Oregon, a duo. But they got the groove there, didn't they?
They sure did. They had that pocket.
They captured the spirit of the Delta Blues, sure I believe.
In that unmuted slide.
There you go. All six strings.
That's right.
All six strings. Now, all right, I talk about the migration from the Delta up north, and if you start leaving north out of Mississippi, Memphis isn't far.
That's right.
And Memphis, think about the difference between living in a cabin in a sharecropper field. Then you're on Beale Street in Memphis.
Beale Street. Yep.
And this of course is not as big as St. Louis and Chicago, but just the difference between light and day.
Well, and the way they live too. I'm sure everybody's picking with their fingers if they had all six strings.
That's right.
And then they're up there, and now they can plug into an amplifier and use a plectrum.
Well, that's right. And a lot of those guys, and there's actually pianos up there.
Yeah.
And
music around every corner.
Horns.
Okay.
And a lot of those guys, they got their deal not by actually doing records. They did a radio show. Like B.B. King did a radio show
before
he started recording.
Yeah, yeah.
And speaking of B.B. King.
That's how I got that B.B.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
Blues Boy.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Blues Boy.
But he just put B.B. on his guitar and on his case. And
that's right.
Stuck.
The Memphis Blues Boy. And you talk about up there, there's, of course, that. And then right across the rivers, West Memphis, Arkansas.
Yes.
A lot of blues going on over there, too. Yep. Of course, in Memphis, you had Sam Phillips. Sun Records.
That's right, Sun Records.
And before he started doing all the Elvis stuff, he did mostly recorded blues guys.
Yeah, actually, a lot of guys were really taking a risk at that time to do black music.
Oh, yeah.
But it worked out good for Mr. Phillips.
He always said, if I could find one white guy to sound like some black guys, I can make $1 million.
Well, Elvis helped him out with that, didn't he?
Yeah, Elvis found it. He got Elvis. And then there's, what's the $1 million quartet? It was Elvis.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Carl Perkins.
And was Johnny Cash in there?
Yeah.
And somebody else.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
At one time, all four of those guys were signed to Sun Records.
Yep. Jerry Lee's right there. You got Elvis and Jerry Lee right there.
That's right. They're right behind me.
Right behind you.
He's in the studio over here. In the studio, we have the walls are covered with old record album covers, and we got pretty much everything here. Here's Johnny. There's Johnny Cash there, too. How about that?
Yep.
And Elvis. There's three of them right there.
Fats Domino, shoot.
But I tell you what, getting into Memphis, like I said, it's starting to get a little more electrified, and the sounds have, more piano, more horns, it's more like orchestrated. The song started to be arranged.
Yep. That was something I was going to mention a while ago, back when it was still down in the South in the Delta. If you listen to it from a pure musical point of view, you can't write that stuff because it's not 12 bar all the time. It's not 8 bars to the...
Right.
They'll put a little slide or a little jump in there, a little pause.
The 1-4-5.
Yeah. It's sometimes not 1-4-5. 1-4-5, 2 minor.
And then throw the 6 in there.
There you go.
Threw the BB King, like throw the 6 in there. That was the big change there. And what's the most famous song, BB Kid? Thrill Is Gone.
Thrill Is Gone.
The Turnaround has the 6 chord in it. And that's what makes it different.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, since we're talking about Memphis. And we're talking about B.B. King. Here's a pretty good, pretty imaginative name for a song, Blues in G. All right, here you go, Mr. B.B. King, right here on Red, White, and Blues.
Baby, go on and raise kind of love won't do. Well, what should have been, baby? Now it all I fell through.
There you go, Mr. B.B. King, Blues in G. We're right in the middle of the show here, going from the Delta up the Mississippi River, and that was our first song we played about Memphis, Tennessee. But we got some more to come. We're not finished with Memphis yet. We're going to take a short break right here. You're listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7.
Not why.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation,